Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So we got a lot to talk about today. Apparently, four have died when a suspected migrant smuggling boat had broken apart off the coast of San Diego. We're going to talk about that. Dozens others injured. We have CVS that's going to start offering on-site mental health services. I can't tell you how underserved we are when it comes to mental health and helping people get access. So CVS is going to step up. We're going to talk a little bit about that. Telemedicine is going to make even a bigger splash in medicine as Amazon, as we had spoken about earlier, is going to, I believe, launch their first care platform soon. However, a lot of debate on if telemedicine is starting to be overused as people have been calling in with basal skull fractures and calling into telemedicine and not going to the ER. Got a lot more to talk about on India's coronavirus cases surging. Oregon is battling multiple surges in multiple counties. Colorado may be extending their mask mandate. So we got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So a story we're also going to cover is how an elderly couple with dementia had escaped their assisted living home. And we'll tell you how they were able to do that. Apparently, the husband was able to kind of learn the code. He said he used his military Morse code skills. But we speak a lot about dementia, and people think, those with dementia, you know, all their cognition is lost. And not entirely. In fact, a big portion of some people's perceived dementia is hearing loss. So joining us, we're going to go right into our guest now, is Dr. Lynn Williams, President of American Speech, Language, and Hearing Association, and Dr. Valeria Roberts-Metlock, Vice President for Standards and Ethics and Audiology, American Speech, Language, and Hearing Association. Thank you both for coming on the show. We really do appreciate it.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you, Dr.
Wow.
Dahlia.
Oh, my gosh, no, and I understand how busy you guys are because, man, 2 in 10 adults have had a hearing test in the past 5 years. That's not enough. We need to be screening for hearing loss a little bit more than that, huh?
I agree. ASHA commissioned a poll that was conducted in March with about 2,500 Americans who are 18 and older, and they were asked about their hearing health and their attitudes towards it. And while 80% of Americans say that maintaining their hearing health is extremely or very important to their quality of life, not many are taking action on their hearing loss. And many indicated that they wouldn't until they felt it was more severe. And Valerie will talk more about that in a minute, what the consequences are of not getting your hearing loss treated.
Right, exactly. And, you know, many times dementia and hearing loss is blurred where, you know, people might not hear. And if they don't hear, then they obviously don't know and might miss directions. And so sometimes hearing loss is the first sign of dementia. Sometimes hearing loss could accelerate dementia.
Well, there's definitely been association between hearing loss and dementia and actually cognitive decline. There's also an association between depression and social isolation and falls. And we know that falls is one of the costliest causes of injuries in our older population. And so for people to understand and to be more aware of these associations with these other health conditions. Hopefully that will encourage them to change their views about the importance of seeking treatment.
Mm-hmm. Is it true that most of our hearing loss starts in our teenage years with our loud music and our, you know, gun practicing and all sorts of stuff that we do with our cars? Or does hearing loss even start before then?
Well, hearing loss can be present at birth for some individuals. And yes, exposure to excessive noise can cause hearing loss, but also just the aging process itself can cause hearing loss, where you have changes in structures within the ear as it relates to aging, and hearing loss can occur as a result of that.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. You know, it's interesting. You know, I get into the car, some 80s song comes on like Def Leppard. I pump up the volume, but there's some songs where it starts to hurt my ears. And I think maybe, and I'm not asking the music industry to do this yet, but I think there's some certain tones that might be able to provide negative feedback for us to want to turn it back down. Because I think there's a lot of preventative measures. We're going to definitely have you come back on the show to talk about those, because hearing loss is such a huge topic. What do you suggest people do to protect their hearing and to get more screening?
Well, they can certainly look up on the internet and go to www.actonhearingnow.com. They can find additional information about hearing, but most importantly, find an ASHA certified audiologist that can provide them with appropriate assessment and recommendations for intervention.
Mm-hmm. And one day we're going to want to also talk about hopefully getting more insurance companies, including Medicare, to pay for hearing aids. I think that's going to be vital, because right now we don't have a lot of coverage for that from the medical insurance standpoint.
Well, I agree. Yeah. And our polling has indicated that that's a barrier.
Big barrier.
To get it.
Absolutely. Dr. Williams and Dr. Matlock, thank you guys so much for coming on. Next time we'll have you come on a little bit later so we could definitely talk more, and keep up all the good work. One more time, what's your website?
It's www.actonhearingnow.com.
That's fantastic. Thank you guys. Thank you ladies so much for all you do. Can't wait to speak again.
Thank you, Dr. Dahlia.
Anytime. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALLY. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not-so-convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877. I got allergies. DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So in the olden days, you had an issue. You wouldn't go to a standalone building or go where other people were and get them sick, the doctor would come to you. So you'd be in your home, little kid would be in the bed, doctor would come, or the village healer, or whatever, and then they would come to you. There wasn't a facility. There wasn't parking lot. They came to you. Would assess the home situation, say, you know what, this is dirty, so you're going to want to clean this. You're going to want to make sure you feed her this. Is everybody else okay? Some of you guys might get sick too, so I want you to do this, and this. Open up this window. That get all up in your business. It's interesting. I'll sometimes, come over to some of my ex-students' houses going, okay, wait, what's this? Why are you doing this? You got to do this. You guys like a mom. You almost walk in there like a mom. You need this. Your car's not filled up. Let me fill up your car. So it's you know, we used to, I mean, we really got up in your business. And everybody was like, fine, because they came to the house. Well, then it was kind of hard. There wasn't enough medical providers. So the providers were like, look, by the time it takes me driving around, just I'll be here. You guys come here. I'll have a facility. I'll have a nurse. It'll be a little easier on me. You guys could come here. And that's just the way it was. So people lived with it and they were happy with it. All of a sudden with COVID, like, no, 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 I want the doctor coming into my living room. Now, telemedicine had been starting a little prior to that. People were like, I like this. You know, I like it. I could get my DoorDash, my Uber Eats. I could order from my Amazon and I could talk to my doctor all at the same time. I love it. So it was growing, but by the time COVID came, man, exploded. And patients then used the opportunity of, well, because COVID, I don't want to be around other sick people. Doctor comes to me. Now, some telemedicine companies were like, look, you know, we'll do it virtually. You'll have the doctor come to you. Might not be enough. You might still have to go into an urgent care or ER. Others said, well, you want to know what? I can bring the urine sample to you. I'll stand around, go pee in a cup, I'll test the urine. Or they would say, okay, you know what? I'll come and bandage it up. I'll administer the IV therapy. Now, not all telemedicine companies are doing this, but we've had home health. We've had geriatricians go to people's houses. We have had house calls. Medicare reimburses, maybe not to the same degree to make it worth people doing house calls, but it's starting to get a little better. And now it looks like Amazon Care, when Amazon hits the telemedicine industry, it is going to transform telemedicine like you wouldn't believe. Amazon Care is working with some groups where a nurse will be sent to the home. So this virtual or this house call medicine might be coming back. Now, we are starting to have some issues with telemedicine, which I've brought up and we're going to bring up in different facets. I love telemedicine. I think telemedicine is fantastic. I've been doing it for a few years now. I am just blown away that we haven't done this more. But with everything good, there's a bad. And I am starting to get patients that are getting more and more grumpy, more and have higher expectations for what a virtual visit could do. So, you know, my husband does CDLs, commercial driver's licenses. And one of the things he has to screen for is high blood pressure. Patient comes in, they go, oh, I'm good, I'm healthy. Blood pressure's coming up 210 over 140. And he's like, when did you see your doctor? No, it's not virtually. He refilled my medicines for 6 months. He refilled your med, but so you're on medicine and it's this high? Yeah. My cuff's good. Where'd you get your cuff? So we're starting to, and we've said this, put certain patients at risk, giving them the notion that telemedicine is equal to an in-person visit. I had a patient yesterday, had called multiple virtual doctors, had an issue, needed to go in and get seen, and I'm like, yeah, I have to agree with him. You got to get seen for this. You know, we got to make sure it's not cancer. And he's like, but here's my problem. Telemedicine is free for me. If I have to go to a doctor, I have a $25 copay. Now, see, before telemedicine, a $25 copay, yeah, it stunk, but that was just what you did. You would pay a $25 copay and go and see the doctor because they have to pay for the building. They have to pay for the parking lot. They have to pay for cams, insurance, the staff. Now, because most insurance companies are saying use telemedicine and it's going to be free, go to telemedicine, it's almost like it's a demand where, you know, no, if I have to pay, then it's wrong. So I'm being rewarded, I'm being incentivized to use a platform where I don't have to pay. And I'm like, but I can't biopsy you from here. I can't check your machine against my machine and see if it works. I mean, we are going to advance telemedicine-wise, but how much are we going to miss? You know, we're talking about COVID numbers. We're going to be talking about COVID numbers and how, you know, in America, it looks like things may be going down. I'm telling you right now, I'm getting calls every day for colds and fevers and body aches and fatigue. And when I tell people to, can you go get a COVID test? The first thing they say is, nope, I've been vaccinated, so it's not COVID. I'm like, okay, you know, it could be a breakthrough case. Ah, no, there's only a few of those. That's not happening a lot. Well, it's not happening a lot because they're calling telemedicine. And when the telemedicine doctor says, can you go and get a test for COVID, people aren't running and doing it. In fact, there's some telemedicine platforms will send a COVID test to you to do. Now, how many people are really going to shove that as far as they need to if it's a nasopharyngeal? And how many people want a diagnosis of COVID when they're feeling fine, they've used up all their leave, and they want to work? So, you know, unfortunately with telemedicine, we're missing a lot. I mean, when you go into a doctor's office or a nurse practitioner office or PA's office, you're having the nurse take the blood pressure. If the doctor doesn't agree with it, or they think, you know what, let me just double check that, they'll check it, both arms. I mean, you know, so you on the phone going, yeah, my blood pressure is good. Because that doctor has already calibrated the instrument, or the nurse or the staff has calibrated the instruments. They're going to make sure that that blood pressure is right. Same thing with the blood sugars. People are calling me for insulin. I go, okay, how have your blood sugars been? Oh, they're good. They're under 100. I go, really? Can I see your book? Oh, I don't have it with me. They're not checking their sugars, and I'm going to give them insulin that could drop them. When I was managing people's diabetes in my office, you bring in your numbers. Bring them in. How many STDs are we missing? Because girls are calling in going to have a UTI. They know all the symptoms. They read all the symptoms online. And then I go, look, have you had some unprotected sex? Yeah, but he's clean. I go, okay, have you guys been tested for an STD? Because, you know, you keep calling for burning in the urine. Could be an STD. No, I'll get in trouble. Can you go get an STD test? So the standard of care is being debated now by a lot of physicians. There's good guidelines. These telemedicine companies have really good guidelines. And they say, look, if you think it's an STI or an STD, send them. But insurance companies and doctors are having this pushback because telemedicine is saving insurance companies so much money. It's saving patients so much hassle and exposure that things are getting missed. People are calling in with diverticulitis saying, I need antibiotics. They go, how do you know you have diverticulitis? Well, a doctor thinks I had it before and it feels the same. What are you having? Well, I have some blood in my stool and I got pain on the left lower quadrant. Okay, well, pain on the left lower quadrant of your abdomen and blood in the stool could be a tumor. I mean, it could be diverticulitis, but when have you seen a doctor? Oh, I haven't seen a doctor in a year. I worry a little bit. You know, people call in with pink eye. They go, I got pink eye. And I'm like, really? Yeah, my eye really hurts, though. I go, okay, is there glaucoma in the family? Yeah, mom and dad have glaucoma, but I think this is pink eye. And I go, are you getting the discharge or are the lids matted together? No, but it's red. Okay, could be pink eye, but if you're having eye pain, are you having blurred vision? Yeah, just a little. You got to get your eye checked. In fact, there was a case where a glaucoma got missed because they were diagnosed virtually with pink eye. So, you know, how I deal with my patients is I say, look, you know, this isn't 100% of what I can be telling you, so please follow up. Whether they do or not is beyond me. But the concept of a telemedicine company sending somebody to the house, right, it could be the coolest thing ever. I don't know how they're going to have enough providers to do that. But I got to tell you, it will transform medicine in terms of us rather than, not having as much employment as to now having so many jobs available. The only thing is we do have a nursing shortage and we do have a doctor shortage. And when you have 10 people that want to be seen in one day, that's enough for most nurses and doctors to handle if they have to drive around the city. In fact, that's kind of high. 1-877-DOCTOR.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS-certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The exact cost of human life lost at the U.S.-Mexico border is unknown, but it is continuing to deteriorate. And Sunday, tragedy strikes again. Officials in San Diego, California report at least four illegal immigrants died and many more were injured when a human smuggler's overloaded 40-foot wooden vessel crashed into a reef and disintegrated off the coast of Point Loma. Jeffrey Stevenson is with Customs and Border Protection.
So every indication from our perspective is that this was a smuggling vessel. He's a smuggled migrant into the United States legally. We haven't confirmed the nationality of the people involved, but our agents are with many of them at the hospital. And the man who we believe was the operator, agents are with them, and a suspected smuggler, but the investigation is still unfolding.
Stevenson said the destroyed boat appeared to be attempting to blend in with commercial vessels before capsizing onto the rocky coastline. USA Radio News. The 2020 census continues to bring a wealth of data about Americans and the lives we live. Jeremy Scott with the Oregon USA Radio News Bureau reports.
The Census Bureau found that over two-thirds of voters cast their ballots by mail or before Election Day in the 2020 presidential election. 69% of voters nationwide took advantage of the expansion of mail and early voting options in numerous states, a significant jump from 40% in the 2016 election. Epoch Times reports the survey found that the increase in non-traditional voting was driven by mail-in voting, which more than doubled to 43%. Several Republican states have enacted or are considering legislative measures in an attempt to protect the integrity of the ballot box.
The United States' 2020 population is estimated at 331,002,651 people. Republicans Susan Wright and Jake Elsey advanced this weekend to a runoff election for Texas' 6th Congressional District. The Democrats were voted out with not enough votes. This is USA Radio News.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so I really got my panties all up in a bunch when I saw a headline on USA Today calling for people to shun the vaccine hesitant. Now, as a physician who wants us to reach herd immunity, don't know if it's going to happen, and as a physician that likes our COVID vaccine regimen, and I think it's going to be effective even against some of the variants, I am 1,070% against any sort of shunning or attitudes towards those who are vaccine hesitant, because I think it hurts the public health crisis more than you know, as well as tramples on our constitutional rights. So as a doctor, I think any sort of negative feedback, shunning, blackmailing, coercion is the worst thing you could do with a patient. I can't even imagine. In fact, how I've been able to get patients to get a colonoscopy wasn't that I shunned them, wasn't that I kicked them out of my practice, wasn't that I publicly humiliated them, or I didn't allow them to use the drinking fountain. It's I educated them. I was like, look, this is why. You know, this is you. I mean, you know, do you want to, you know, do you want to have colon cancer? Do you want to, you know, suffer from something like this? Have to poop in a bag? I mean, this is why I got mine. I mean, I would talk to them. Would a judge, doctor can never judge, would it, you know, vilify him? Would it embarrass them? I'm like, but look, you know, this, your decision to not have somebody go near your rectum, you know, might make you feel comfortable, but God forbid you have cancer. Now everybody's up in the rectum. Your oncologist, your GI doctor, your family doctor, your home health nurse. So if you want to minimize the number of people going near your rectum, maybe just get the screening colonoscopy. And so I would, you know, at least work with them. And with my patients, I could joke, I could. But when I saw this USA Today article saying it is time to start shunning the vaccine hesitant because they're blocking COVID herd immunity, I mean, is this Nazi Germany? I mean, whoa. Back off. And for those people that are doing it in the name, see, it's interesting. Public health officials wouldn't recommend that. They know better. Because what that does is it drives those vaccine hesitant to go and get the fake cards or to hide or to isolate. I mean, if you don't want a public health crisis, then you don't want, you want people to come forward and seek care and not go into hiding. You know, this was the problem we had with early COVID a while back when this first started. If anybody thought you had COVID or were exposed, you could have come to work. So rather than people going, all right, hey guys, you know, look at me here. All right, I think I'm sick. Man, people kept quiet. You want to know why it spread like wildfires? Nobody wanted to miss any of their paychecks. Nobody wanted to get fired. Nobody wanted to be, you know, humiliated. So those with mild COVID or possible exposure kept quiet. And now we see on USA Today is a huge, and I think it was just an op-ed, but still, for USA Today to have something like that put out there, where we still, the majority of Americans are still not fully vaccinated. And you're telling me the majority of Americans that a minority of the Americans should shun the majority? And who is making up this majority of vaccine hesitant? Those who are in underserved populations. Those who feel like medicine has been experimented on them, whether it was the Tuskegee or whether it was, you know, okay, you know what, you're here at the free clinic, you'll do what we say. So you are basically writing an article. Let me see if I can find the author of this, because this was, I really want to know what they were thinking. Michael Stern, he's an opinion columnist. You're basically telling people to shun blacks, shun Hispanics, shun, you know, children, shun women, shun men. And what does shunning mean? So in the meantime, right, FBI is saying they're seeing a surge of fake cards. The Department of Health and Human Services, Office of Inspector General, and the FBI have noticed that such cards have been advertised on social media websites as well as e-commerce platforms and blogs. And they issued a stern warning. They said if you did not receive the vaccine, do not buy fake vaccine cards. Do not make your own vaccine cards. And do not fill in blank vaccination record cards with false information. I told you, it was happening. Once we saw the cards, you know, because they didn't have enough time to make a database. Not sure why. I think they could have, but it's a piece of paper. It's cardboard. Well, you know. And a lot of us want to laminate it, and they say don't laminate it because you're going to have to add to it. There's going to be more boosters. So people have the card. They filled it themselves. There's a signature. Maybe there's a stamp. People can fake that. I mean, if they could do deep fake and make videos that look like Tom Cruise eating potato chips or whatever, they could very easily do this. So we knew this was happening. So if you want herd immunity and you want to promote the public health message of vaccinating, the last thing you do is make people think they're going to lose their liberties. You know, this started to happen. This surge with fake cards happened when people were talking about, well, then you know what? They don't get to fly. You won't get to fly in an airline if you weren't vaccinated. Well, people start to panic. They have to fly. So they start to make cards. They're old cards. Once you put people in a position where you're going to corner them, they're going to fight. Now, I understand America is starting to kind of turn into this country where, well, you know, we want people to be more submissive. Right? The more you do that, the more people rebel. If I was in the public health sector in Washington, right, the last thing you want to do is start to feed the frenzy of if you don't get vaccinated, bad things are going to happen to you from the government side of things or society side of things. So now people are like, I want my card. If I don't wear a mask, I can like show my card. Is somebody going to really double check it? So people are going to be flashing cards and you don't know if it's vaccinated or not. And from a public health crisis as a doctor, that scares me because if we have fake vaxxers, then we don't know what the heck we're doing. I already told you we're having a huge number issue because when I ask somebody to get a COVID test when I think they have COVID, they say, no way, I'm not doing it. Or, okay, yeah, thank you, doctor. Yeah, I'll go get a COVID test. And then they don't. And they could be spreading it. Can you go and do your own COVID test? Because if you've been exposed, you know, we need to know. Now, people could say, look, it's their patriotic duty. As Americans, they should do the COVID test legit. They should, you know, get the vaccine. Remember, you lost a lot of people's patriotic duty when you took away their right to work. I mean, if people don't like today's America because they have to wait and pray for a governor to open up their industry, they're not going to be as hip on sticking that thing all the way in the back of their nose and then getting a positive test that'll prevent them from working the next 2 weeks. I mean, we kept punishing people. What probably would have been a better message is, hey, guys, if you have COVID and you prove to us that you have COVID, we have something here we can give you to take. Okay, now you'll have people more willing to take the test. Although you might have people then doing a fake, oh, yeah, I got COVID card. So, man, we are not going to start discriminating against people. That is, this is horrible. 1-877, Dr. Ellie, don't go away.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdaliah.com. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So very, very tragic capsizing of a boat that happened in San Diego. Yesterday, I think it was yesterday morning, I had heard that a boat had capsized. And, I mean, I'd been to San Diego and, you know, the Coast Guard and the people who, you know, navigate those waters, they pretty much understand the waters. You don't really hear a lot of capsizing. You don't really hear a lot of that. So I'm thinking to myself, was it a party boat? I'm thinking to myself, you know, you don't really hear boats capsize in San Diego waters unless maybe I'm, you know, not in tune with the news, but it just didn't sound right to me. And then we found out that at least 3 or 4 people died, 27 hospitalized, because they suspect it was a smuggling operation, which means if the boat was not being used for its normal purpose, if it was over crowded, then unfortunately it could overturn. And so that's what we're being told now. San Diego fire officials and other agencies responded to a call Sunday morning that a commercial vessel looked to be in trouble. Fire Rescue Lifeguard Lieutenant Rick Romero said in a news conference, they said, once we arrived on scene, the boat had been basically broken apart. The boat was determined to be a 40-foot cabin cruiser with at least 30 people on board. Now, the first report from a commercial assistance vehicle said there was only 3 or 4 people on board, but once fire officials came to the scene, he said that number turned into much more. Rescue efforts pulled at least 7 people from the water, including 3 that had drowned. One person was rescued from a cliff. 22 others managed to make it to shore on their own. A total of 27 people had to go to hospitals with a wide variety of injuries, including hypothermia. Most of the victims were able to walk themselves to ambulances. But they say every indication from our perspective was this was a smuggling vessel. We haven't confirmed their nationality. They said the boat was larger than the typical open-up wooden panga-style. They use the term panga-style boats, often used by smugglers to bring people illegally from the U.S. to Mexico. The suspected smuggler is in custody. So now federal agencies, Customs and Border Protection, still searching the water in vessels and aircraft Sunday afternoon, and the incident occurred in federal water jurisdiction. So, you know, Border Patrol is a little overwhelmed. You know, and there's been some talk that the president might have caused the death of more Mexican nationals and immigrants than any other president. And it's, I think the solution might be a lot simpler, and I just don't understand why it's taking so long. But if we are seeing that people are dying, whether it's the car accidents in California or Texas or starving and being in, I believe there's one Houston facility where some of these people, they haven't had food or water in days, or people drowning on boats, there should be a much better process in place. And I understand many people don't want to go back to what Trump had done, saying just not now, just don't come now, and you know, we're building a wall and we're going to send you back, so you know, don't risk your lives making a trip. But that's not what's happening with this administration. They said don't come now, but people don't believe it. So and it maybe it, you know, maybe there is that secondary gain that, you know, look, whoever does live and makes it across, then, you know, we have people on our side that'll help vote us in again. And, but I hate seeing people die. I hate, you know, now, the idea that, you know, they're all coming, you know, to make money, I do think we have many fleeing. For somebody to put their life at risk, these people aren't stupid, to put their lives at risk to make it to America, you know, that means their image of America is there's jobs. There's freedom. There's, I know, I hear some of you giggling. Wait, overall, we're a lot more free than other countries. But, you know, freedom, jobs, it's an amazing country. I love America. I never want to move away from, you know, this country. I'm so grateful my family came here. And that's why I just, you know, want to contribute all the time. It's just, I'm so, so grateful. Because most of my family died in the Holocaust. And if it wasn't for those who were able to escape Nazi Germany and Austria, get to Israel, and then in the 60s, Israel allowed certain visas and gave us an opportunity to come to the United States, I feel so lucky. So I don't want to be a person that then is anti-immigration. I'm not. I think I am very pro-immigration. We should have an immigration process, a legal, safe, healthy immigration process. If there are people that need to come and need services, there is a finite amount budgeted for that. Volunteers, community projects that help those that can, I mean, look at all the kids and the high schoolers that do these food drives and things like that. I mean, I think there's a lot of support we could get, but it has to be, there has to be control. It has to be finite. And we have to make sure America is healthy. If we are saturating the medical system with those that you know, have not been here and contributed to our current medical system, you're not going to have that many people wanting to pay taxes to the local hospital. So either we need more facilities, or we need to streamline things, or we need to make sure people don't come sick. That's tricky. I mean, that's what Ellis Island did. That's what we did. I mean, my family had to prove that they weren't sick, and they had a means to get a job. And they were going to do exactly what the government told them to do, learn the language, take the test, become citizens, in order to come here. And they did it. They checked all the boxes. They did everything. And my father worked hard and paid taxes till the day he died. So if we aren't in a position where we aren't vulnerable, open up, let's help everybody. But if we are in a vulnerable position, and we are, Border Patrol is stretched. They're I guess, needing help from local police officers. The Marine time help, the border help, I mean, air. There's so, unfortunately, you know, so much. Well, fortunately, we have a nice border, but unfortunately, the border is so long that we don't have enough agents to protect every nook and cranny. I think the wall helped. I mean, again, you know, if we want to bring people in that need help and need health care, I would rather they come in legally where we can help them than be trying to crawl through desert or swim across the Rio Grande. Then they're more sick. I mean, if we want to save lives, we need to have a better immigration plan. And just saying Trump's not here and we're doing the opposite and we're not going to build his wall, not going to build Trump's wall, is basically saying we're open. And then we see people die. I don't want to see people die. I want to see people come to America because that's what America was built on. I want to see people work, become citizens. I see people are calling in on the phone lines, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. How would you approach immigration? How would you approach where we need to go from here? You know, we're being told that certain states are going to still do masks, still going to have lockdowns, and we have people coming in with COVID. And I understand why they're coming in with COVID. Mexico has cases. There are surges of cases in other countries. So from a public health standpoint, what is going to be the consistent message we're going to do? What's the administration going to do? What should they do? 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. When we come back, I want to talk about this elderly couple that had to escape, well, not had to escape, but escaped their assisted living facility. Are we doing the right thing when it comes to older individuals starting to have some form of dementia? Because I don't know if I want to be locked up in a facility. 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't go away.
Tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.